Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. Yeah, that's my name today. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people using a method called energy upcycling to release their old beliefs and install the new beliefs that will actually have them living a wonderful life. And it's a method that was downloaded to me by the divine. So this is my gift from God that I use to help people make changes in their lives. And I absolutely love it. It's an amazing gift. And sometimes I still can't believe that, you know, they've given me this gift, but they have. And I love the way it makes me feel. I love the changes that it's brought to my life. I love how my life has opened up and I have so much more freedom, so much more joy. It really is worth it. I'll just put it that way. So if you would like to know more about what I do or you are interested in having a session with me, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Read all the information there and connect with me. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. This is about you and your life and who you are becoming. So why not do the things that are going to create that wonderful, amazing life that you truly do deserve? Okay, so this is a show where you can ask questions and you can ask any question about your life and get your answers from your team and my team and God and whatever terminology works for you. It's getting out of your own head and actually allowing yourself to receive answers from the divine mind, which has answers from everybody's head. So there's a lot more resources there. And that's why I was guided all those years ago to create this show, so that people would have a place to actually get answers that could make a difference. So if you have questions, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I will warn you up front, you will not just get answers. You will probably do some work on letting go of old beliefs so that you can move forward with your life. because I don't just want to talk to you, I want to help you to change. That's always been my goal. Okay, so we will go to our first caller, and it's from my favorite number, 111-111-111. And let's see who we have. Hello.
Yes, who do we have? That is the question. How are you, Barbara Grace?
I am wonderful, Queen. How are you?
I, too, am wonderful, full of wonder, thankfully. If I'm driving, so if the noise is distracting you, I can pull over. You can let me know.
I'm not really hearing much noise, so go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Oh, so much. Should we explore all of it or just take a tiny portion of what's on my mind? You didn't answer, so I will. A tiny portion about writing. I had a wonderful, about my writing, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
My pregnancy. What trimester I be in the publication of my new expression of life.
Well, when you asked that question, what I heard was the fourth month, which is the second trimester.
Okay. So, in earth time and spiritual time, could you elaborate on the second trimester? Are we speaking earth time, or are we speaking, maybe on some planets, the second trimester could be the final one, you know?
Okay. So they're saying that what they were giving you was based on earth, because that's where you are this lifetime. So you are still in the, developmental stage, but it is far enough along that you know that it is there, and you are becoming more and more in tune to your own work, to your own processes, to your own thinking, to your own development. And this is the time when you experience a lot of first joys in that second trimester. You begin to experience the movement, the kicking, the, you know, all of the little things that let you know that the pregnancy is occurring, and you've passed over the morning sickness and all of that, so you've gotten out of that part, and you're into more of the, it feels like, discovery stage.
Interesting analogy. I love it. Yes, that feels so right, so divine. Yes, and I can relate to that in terms of my journey with this. I had an experience a couple of days ago.
Oh no, we lost you. All right, I don't know if you're driving through an area that lost the connection or Blog Talk did something. We will give Queen a second to call back so we can continue our conversation. If she can call back, hopefully she'll pull over to make the call instead of dialing while driving. We don't want anything unsafe being done. And looks like she is back. Let's see if this is her. Ah, it is you.
It is me. And I was saying that the other day someone said something to me. You never know where your information is coming from, who is going to be delivering it. That's, and they mentioned something about Dragon Speaks, which is a program for writing through your words. And then I remembered, I said, I bought 2 Dragon Speaks over the years, and which I'd forgotten about because I never really mastered them. So I called Dragon Speaks, and the dragon may be symbolic in this, in these words, time will tell. And they said, well, it's too old, we'll sell you another one, but we will give you a thing so you can try to work with it, but it's really not compatible with Windows 10. And then they gave me some other insight about it, but I said, nah, that doesn't feel right. So I kept going along with my spirit, feeling the movement of the writing, and I had purchased sometime this year for my writing a new Windows, because the old Windows Word program wasn't working. It just wasn't working. Not to date. And my spirit said, you have this, what you were looking for. It's on the program. So my joy of this is that I can speak my book, which has been a longing of mine. It types for me pretty doggone accurately.
Oh, and, wonderful.
It is wonderful. It is one, and actually, I'm saying this now because of the energy in your wonderful expression, that you can rent this, I think, for a monthly thing. So if you were going to write something, speaking to you, Barbara Grace, it would be all there. You know, and I think you can rent it opposed to buying it for a year. But anyway, so I guess I'm good, unless they have something else they want to tell me. I guess I am good. I think I guess so. Unless there's something else I'm supposed to know about.
The only other thing that they're saying is that you are loved, and they just love to tell you that you are loved. So they say,
thank you.
Continue on your beautiful journey and continue to be you. That's all you ever need to do.
Thank you. And you are loved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, enjoy your day, whatever your outing is. Enjoy that too.
Thank you. I shall. Who knows what is in store for me? I look forward to the unveiling of the mysteries of this day.
Wonderful. All right. I will talk to you the next time I talk to you then.
Yes. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Okay. We are going to our next caller. Oh. Okay. And it looks like it's Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Hey, good morning, Grace. Barbara Grace.
How are you today?
Great.
So, anything new and interesting happening in your life?
No, not really.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't want to say any bad news, but they found a couple of lymph nodes that were cancerous, so they want me to do the chemotherapy.
Ew, yuck. I don't particularly care for chemotherapy, but, you know, that's my thing.
But I hear there's many advancements, but I really didn't want to even, you know, go there, really, but you asked if there was anything new. So.
But I didn't ask if there was any bad news. I just asked if there was anything new and exciting.
Okay.
So does this mean that you're that you're now kind of stuck in that energy of, oh my gosh, something else is wrong?
Well, no, I don't think so, but, you know, I'm going along with the flow here, so.
So how do you feel about it? I mean, how does this feel to you?
Well, it feels, it doesn't feel good. I don't feel good about chemotherapy, that's for sure. I didn't do that.
How do you feel about your life?
Great. Seeing all kinds of miracles on YouTube and stuff. Everybody's got their, everybody's got a lot of stories on YouTube, I guess.
And are you going to do the chemotherapy, or are you going to try,
I'm,
you know, changing your diet?
Doing it, yeah.
So are you doing things now to bring yourself back into balance?
Heather, I probably have to go back to work and, you know, wait to see if I get any cancer. I don't know, you know. So, I'll try to proceed with it at this moment.
Okay, and your guidance wants to know, what is it that you want to create?
Well, something with, you know, more money to, you know, be more freedom, have more freedom in the deal.
Okay. Okay, so we are going to do some Dear Innate statements and see how that feels. Okay. Dear Innate, I release cancer.
What's that? Your name what?
Dear Innate, I release cancer.
Dear Innate, I release cancer.
Dear Innate, I release all ties to cancer.
Dear Innate, I release all ties to cancer.
Dear Innate, I release any need for cancer.
Urinate, I release any need for cancer.
Dear Innate, I choose to be free.
Urinate, I choose to be free.
Dear Innate, I give my body permission to heal.
Urinate, I give my body permission to heal.
Dear Innate, I bring my body back into balance.
Dear Innate, I bring my body back into balance.
Dear Innate, I bring my life back into balance.
Dear Innate, I bring my life back into balance.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve good health.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve good health.
Dear Innate, I let go of all medical conditions.
Dear Innate, I let go of all medical conditions.
Dear Innate, I have the power in my life.
Dear Innate, I have the power in my life.
Dear Innate, I am creating a life filled with wealth and health.
Dear Innate, I am creating a life filled with wealth and health.
Dear Innate, I know the truth of who I am.
Dear Date, I know the truth of who I am.
Dear Innate, I release all of the old beliefs that no longer apply.
Dear Innate, I release all of the old beliefs that no longer apply.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly the way I am.
Dear Innate, I let go of everything that is not for my highest good.
Dear Innate, I release everything that's not for my higher good.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I see many solutions to this particular problem.
Dear Innate, I see many solutions to this problem.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to see what is for my highest good.
Dear Innate, I allow to see for what's my highest good.
Dear Innate, I let go of the problem.
Dear Innate, I let go of the problem.
Dear Innate, I live in solutions.
Dear Innate, I live in solutions.
Dear Innate, this is my choice. And so it is.
Dear Innate, this is my choice, and so it is.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Okay.
So they're saying that this is one of those moments when you get to consciously choose. Now, you can consciously choose to stay in the energy of the problem, which means that you keep the problem there, you keep the problem growing, you just feed the problem and you just make it bigger and bigger. Or you can consciously choose to live in solutions. And when you live in solutions, there is no problem. You don't think about it. You don't have any connection to it. It goes away because you do not focus on it. You do not feed it. Instead, you are focusing on yourself, your life, and what it is that you truly desire to create. And that is the only thing you think about. So you get to decide which way you want to go.
Okay.
And I know that this is, it feels overwhelming, and I can understand that. But they really want you to just let go of the whole sense of being overwhelmed. Let go of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And start imagining yourself with a wonderful life, a life where you're healthy, where you have more than enough money, where you get to play your music and people get to listen, and it just feels incredibly good. They want you to focus on that and only that. And to let everything else go, because that is what your life is meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, sounds like you've got your assignment for today. So Just remember, you're going to be happy and have fun and to let everything else go, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye-bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye. Life can be so incredibly interesting. So I was guided to watch a show called Being Erica. It's on Amazon Prime. And it's a show about this woman who's dealing with issues in her life, and she has a therapist that just kind of appears whenever he needs to appear. And he takes her back in time to incidents where she doesn't feel like she made the right choice, and she gets to relive them and re-choose and change herself and her beliefs by going back in time and changing what happened. And this is kind of what you can do with the Akashic Records. Well, not kind of. You can actually do this with the Akashic Records, where you can go to the first occurrence of a particular pattern or problem in your life, and you can change that first time, and then the change comes down through your life to the present and changes what you believe, what you are experiencing at this point in your existence. I like this show, and it turns out I've watched it before, but now I'm watching it from a different perspective, and now I'm watching it and doing the energy upcycling when I'm seeing a pattern that's also in my life, and I'm clearing my patterns while she's, you know, clearing hers in the show. But it does point things out. Like how when something happens and we decide, okay, this is what happened, and we get stuck in what happened and what we believe was the outcome of what happened. Everything is about our own perspective, our own beliefs. Everything is about that. Okay, they want me to say that again. Everything is about our own perspective and our own beliefs. We create our lives based on those perspectives and those beliefs. And so if we believe that we can't trust the opposite sex or the same sex or whoever it is you can't trust, then we will prove it to ourselves over and over again that we cannot trust whomever it is we're not trusting. And for a lot of people, the person that they're not trusting is themselves. And if you can't trust yourself, how are you going to make these beautiful changes that are going to change your life? So trusting yourself is an important part of your own evolution. Trusting that you can and will make good choices. That you can and will create a life that you can love, that you can truly look forward to. This is all about who we are being and who we are becoming. And so when something happens and it's negative, or whatever terminology you want to use, if you stay in that energy, you are continuing that negativity. But if you get out of that energy, then you are letting go of the negativity and you are moving into the wholeness of your existence. And in that wholeness, there's everything. There's the negativity, but there's also the opposite of it. There's everything. And when you come into balance in that wholeness, your natural balance is to be healthy. Your natural balance is to have money. Your natural balance is to have wonderful, loving relationships. Your natural balance is to accept yourself, to trust yourself, So when you come into that wholeness, you come into that natural balance. And that allows your life to change. So no matter what it is that you are dealing with, move into the wholeness. Allow yourself to be whole, to be all, instead of just whatever the negativity is. Because that's what we generally do. We pick the negativity and we stay right there in that energy. And we ignore everything else. Well, that negativity may only represent 1% of who you are. And the other 99% is absolutely great. Why stay in the 1% when you can live in the 99% and change everything? That's what we're moving into. We're moving into the unity, to the wholeness, to the completeness of who we are. And we're getting out of that living in the 1%. And it does feel good to make that change, to start allowing yourself to live in the wholeness, to experience all of you, including things that you didn't even know were there, including abilities that you weren't even aware that you had. It's about waking up, really coming back to you, remembering yourself, remembering that you're not just this physical body, because you're not. You are this beautiful being of light who happens to be hanging out in a physical body, but you did not give up being a being of light. You did not give up your power. So don't. And you can spend some time being that light, just feeling that light fill your body. Fill every single cell of you with that light. And allow that light to transform you, to release anything that's not for your highest good, old beliefs and patterns and whatever it is. You have the ability to let that go. We have these beliefs that, you know, God only gives certain people the ability to create, to change, to whatever it is. And the truth is, God gives everyone every ability. You are not restricted. But most people don't realize that and don't accept that. And a lot of people don't want that. But it's still there for you. So guidance is suggesting that we start going into meditation. And meditation can be whatever meditation is for you. It doesn't have to be sitting in the lotus position and saying om or whatever. But it's allowing yourself to connect with your own soul, with your higher self. And if you're uncomfortable with that, you can connect with angels. If you're uncomfortable with that, you can connect with nature. If you're uncomfortable with that, you can connect with the universe. It really is your choice. But go into that connection and ask to be shown the solutions for you. The solutions to whatever it is that you are seeing as a problem. Let yourself be shown how to move forward in your own life, how to let go of what may be holding you back. And if you start making a habit of doing this and allowing yourself to be shown, and then taking whatever actions are inspired by what you are receiving, then you are changing your life. And you do have the power to do that. So it's time for us to start living in our power, to start embracing our power, to start making the changes in our lives, to start allowing things to work. And you know, that can be so difficult sometimes because we get stuck in the belief that nothing works, nothing works, nothing works. And then we start connecting to our team, our guidance, our angels, our higher selves, our universe, whatever it is. And we start getting shown how to make things work, how to change our lives. And at first, we don't really know what to do with it. We're like, okay, you're showing me this, but I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. That's our natural response, because we've been trained all of our lives that we are incapable of pretty much everything. And so this is coming into the understanding that you are capable. You are powerful. You are so much more than you've ever been taught. And it really does open us up to change. And this whole believing I can't do it is a natural response that everybody has when things change. So don't think that it's only you who thinks that you can't, because it's everybody. Unless you are one of those people who were fortunate enough to grow up in a family where you were taught that you can, in which case, good for you. But that's not most of us. It's like when they gifted me with the energy upcycling healing, and my first reaction was, I can't do this. Even though I could do it, and I did it, and I knew I could do it, my brain was saying, I can't do it. And so I had to release that old programming, to just let that go. And I used the energy upcycling to clear those old programs out of me. So it's wonderful that they gave me a method of clearing stuff out that I could use to clear stuff out so that I could clear stuff out. Because they always give you a solution or several solutions to whatever it is you believe is your problem. You are always given access to solutions. Most people never tap into that, but it's still there. And I find the more that I use this new modality for clearing out my beliefs, the more comfortable I feel with my own life, the more I just suddenly start smiling for absolutely no reason, because I am just happy, the more things just feel good. And the more things just come to me. It's funny because, you know, I walk most everywhere that I go now. And that has really been a phenomenal change in my life. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing something like that, I think go ahead, do it, try it. It's been a year, and I've probably reduced my size by about 30 pounds or so. But my life has gotten so much better. It's really amazing. But the other day, Tuesday, it was cold. I mean, I think the high that day was like 35 degrees, and it was raining off and on. And I was getting ready to walk over because I had a meeting. And one of my neighbors called while I was on the phone, and so I called her back. And she said, I was just looking outside and I realized it was so cold and I don't want you to walk today. So whenever you need to go somewhere, you just give me a call and I'll take you there. Now, my neighbor has never called me and said that to me before. And, you know, most of the time the weather is okay and I'm fine with walking when the weather is, you know, in the tolerable range, which is usually means it's above freezing and below 100 degrees. That's my tolerable range. I have a big tolerable range. But I told her, okay, yeah, I'm going somewhere in about 20 minutes. And she said, well, just come on over when you're ready and I'll take you there. Now, I did not ask guidance to give me a ride. I was going to walk. Now, when I got outside and I walked to her house, and it's just, you know, three houses down or so, but I walked that short distance, and I realized it was very cold, and there was a north wind, and I would have been walking north for the entire 2 miles that I would have been walking. There was a north wind blowing right in my face. So I was kind of glad, you know, that she had made this offer and that I had accepted. Now, there would have been a time when if she had made the offer, I would have said no. But you see, now I'm open to receiving. And if someone is offering me something, instead of automatically saying no, I check in and I find out what's for my highest good. And so she gave me a ride. And we had a lovely little conversation on the way, and everything was great, and I felt good about it. Now, there would have been a time when I would have been thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm not getting my exercise. Now I'm going to have to go walking some more this week to make up for this. And I wasn't having any of those thoughts anymore because I live in the moment, and I do what's right in the moment. And that's part of what makes my life happy. It's part of what gives me joy. I don't need to worry about anything ever. And so letting go of these old patterns, these old beliefs, it is opening me up more and more to the good things in life. And that includes money, that includes love, or the potential of love. It's just so funny to me sometimes, you know, when I think about it. Because I'll be walking along and a man will suddenly notice me or something, you know, and then they want to talk to me and all of this. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm over 60 years old. Why are these men wanting to talk to me? And it's because I am opening up to myself and every aspect of myself. And so now I just take it as a compliment and I smile and I feel good about it. And I allow myself to receive. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm jumping into bed with anyone, because that's not what I want to do anyway. But it means that I can appreciate the attention and not make it something bad. It can just be, that's really nice. And just give me a smile if that's it. By changing my perceptions of life, I'm changing my feelings about life, about myself, and about everything that's happening to me, for me. It's about moving out of that I have no control over anything and moving into I am creating based on what I believe. And so I am changing my beliefs so that I can create wonderful things, things that are fun, things that make me smile, things that bring me joy because I deserve it. And I do deserve it, and so do you. I'm not better than you. We are equal. And you deserve happiness, health, money, whatever it is that you desire. You deserve it. So coming into those beliefs, to those understandings of what it is that you truly do deserve. And I will tell you, it is usually not what you've been creating all of your life. Because if you didn't believe that you deserved anything better, then you've been creating a bunch of garbage. And I know that from experience, because I created a bunch of garbage. And I thought, well, this is all that I can expect, you know. I deserve garbage. No, I don't deserve garbage. And I'm letting that go. And I'm accepting that I deserve better. I deserve better. I deserve better. And so do you. So let yourself spend time connecting with your source, your higher self, your soul, the universe, nature, whatever. And start asking to be shown solutions. Don't spend all of your time going over problems. It's not about the problems. Get out of the problems. It's about solutions. Ask to be shown the solutions. Or just ask for what is the one little step that you can take right now. Because if that's all you can handle, then that's all that you need to ask for. And then take the step. Take the inspired action. Begin to make the changes. Because this is your life, and you deserve better. So don't get stuck in all of that old crap that bogs you down. Let it go. Move into solutions. Live in solutions. Just for the moment. I'm not asking you to dedicate yourself to being in solution for the next 50, 60 years. I'm asking that you do it just for the moment. That's it. Just for the moment. That's all you ever have to do. It's all about the moment. So if you are ready to change, then start changing. Start connecting with your own source. Start looking at solutions. Start taking the steps that you are shown. This isn't a matter of you having to connect with somebody else and pay them to fix your life. You have the connection. Everybody does. Everybody does. Let yourself accept that. Allow yourself to be all that you truly are. You don't have to live in that 1% and be afraid and all of that other stuff anymore. You can live in the wholeness of you, the wholeness of your life, the wholeness of Source. And you can have and be and do everything that you desire. God does not limit you. You do that. And if you're ready to let it go, start looking at the solution. Start embracing the solution. Start trusting yourself. So, like I said, I'm watching that show, Being Erica, on Amazon Prime. I don't know where else you can find it, but that's where I found it. And it's really interesting to watch someone, you know, moving into their power, accepting that they have the right to express themselves. Because there's this one show where every time she gets upset, she shuts down. And people do that. A lot of people do that. And so she gets back to go back in time to a situation where she was upset by this person who was, really, he was being a bully, but he was a college professor. And she shut down and she ran away. And so she went back and she didn't shut down. She continued to express. She gave herself the freedom to be herself and to say what she felt she needed to say and not what he wanted her to say. And so she stood in her power and she allowed her voice to be heard. And it changed things, because then she was no longer letting anyone bully her, because she was being herself and she was being powerful. And that really does change your life. So you can learn, you know, lessons about life from anywhere, from anything. I'm learning them from a television show, and there are some people who say television just corrupts your mind. Well, no, it doesn't. You can learn things, even though this was not an educational show, and it's actually kind of funny, and it's interesting, and it's just a good show for me at this time, because it's helping me to see things that I am ready to let go of. And then I can let go of things just like she is. I don't have that magical therapist sending me back in time. I just use the energy upcycling to let it go, which is actually faster. But this is about me living in the moment. And in the moment, it's my guidance is saying, this is what you need to do. And this is having an impact on my life. And this really is changing things, and I really can feel the changes that are happening. So when you're listening to your guidance and they're saying to do something, it doesn't have to be something awful. It doesn't have to be something that you're going to dread doing. It doesn't have to be miserable. I mean, this is actually fun to me. And, you know, you sit there eating popcorn, watching a show, and changing your life at the same time. Why not let it be easy? Why do we have to make everything so freaking hard? This is about becoming who we are. This is about loving who we are. And it really is phenomenal. And I encourage you to start taking the steps, getting the solutions, making the changes, only just for a moment. It becomes overwhelming when we think about, you know, doing something for the rest of our lives. That's just like, oh my gosh, how can I? I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking you to do it for a moment. That's it. Just a moment. The interesting thing about that is that if you do it for one moment, you'll find you start doing it for the next moment. And the next moment, and it just happens naturally. And it's not something you have to put a whole lot of thought or effort into. You, being you, being the real you, not that 1% living in fear you that you were taught you are, because that's not you. That's not the wholeness of you. Come into your wholeness. Come into all that you are. And you will find that those problems disappear, because they're not all that you are. Okay, that is what guidance wanted me to convey to you today. And, okay, I'm supposed to say this now, and if you take it personally, that is your choice. If you don't, that is your choice as well. But if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 if you have a question or you would like to talk to me. Otherwise, you simply get to listen, and that is absolutely fine. But if you are feeling that you are supposed to press the number 1, then please, by all means, press the number 1. They have me say that almost every show. And that's because you really do have this opportunity now to get some assistance, to have answers to your questions, to move forward in your life. And sometimes all you have to do is listen in order for that to happen, and that's absolutely fine. And sometimes you need to actually talk. And if that's the case, then talk. I'm a really good listener. Okay, so let's move to our next caller. And our caller is from area code 860. Let's see if this is Lisa. Hello.
Hi, Barbara. That was so beautiful this morning. I just call in to listen. I love to hear you. It's so calming. You always have the best messages.
Why, thank you. And so what inspired you to press the number 1?
You.
Oh, wow, I'm your inspiration. Well,
it's
that's
quiet.
Okay. Well, let's see what guidance wants to say to you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Here's the message they have for you. We really do want you to start living in solutions. You have spent your life, you know, living in that 1%, that fearful state, and you have not really experienced the other 99%. We want you to come back to the wholeness of you, the wholeness of your life, because that wholeness does hold prosperity, love, adventure, enjoyment, laughter, fun, health, sharing. It holds all of the wonderful things that are there for you. So we want you to come into the wholeness, to allow yourself to accept you, not just that frightened little girl that you grew into, but that beautiful, powerful, amazing woman that you are. We want you to see that. We want you to feel that. We want you to live that. And you only have to do it for a moment. But we want you to start experiencing those moments and to allow your life to change. This is who you are. This is who you are becoming. This is who you are meant to be. And let go, just for a moment, and be all that you are. We know you can do it, and we're here to help you. Call on us. We love you. We truly, truly love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Thank you very much.
So they're showing you this, you, and you're just shining this beautiful, brilliant, bright light. And it's like, wow, there is so much there.
I have to ask you, seriously, I think there's a curse on me or something. Because we have such bad things happen to us, even though I'm being good to people. I took my dog to the vet and they injured her. We had a lovely Halloween last night despite the weather, and the neighbor's tree is in our yard, an entire huge tree, and it took out my slider that I sit on, and it took out my Adirondack rocker, and it took out my little tree, and my poor husband has to try to remove this from our yard now. And I just feel like, wow, God, really? Why can't we just catch a break?
So it's your neighbor's tree?
Yeah.
Then your neighbor should be removing it.
They don't. I asked. We called the insurance, and they said if it's a healthy tree, they don't even cover removing it. And they don't. They said we can put in a claim for our slider and the Adirondack chair, but that would total about $600. We have a $500 deductible.
Oh, wonderful. So you get $100.
And our rates will go up.
Yeah, really?
We still have to remove the tree, so, because it's a healthy tree. I just feel like, for goodness sakes, why does all this little crappy stuff constant? I was walking around the house praying out loud yesterday, and this happens last night. I'm like, really, God? Everybody else on the whole street's fine. Really, God? It's not even my tree.
Okay, they are saying this is to encourage you to come into your power, to move out of that, like they said, 1%, that crappy little life, to move out of that into the wholeness of your existence and to allow things to work.
Well, we had a wonderful family show up yesterday. They share their children with me, and that had my heart singing. I cried when I answered the door. And I went to all the neighbors' houses and saw their children and gave them special things, and we just had the most wonderful night. And I had lots of trick-or-treaters, and that moves me forward and makes me want to do things. Having someone injure my poor little dog and having this nightmare in our yard right now, that makes me want to run and hide under the bed.
And see, it's to get you out of believing that you need to run and hide under the bed. Instead, to start looking at solutions, to start looking at ways that you have the power to make changes. So it's changing your habit about how to deal with problems. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Hit me
in the
head.
It's helping you to change the way you think. And, yeah, it does feel sometimes like they're hitting you in the head with a hammer or something.
Maybe a tree.
Or a tree.
You know, we paid to have this tree cut this spring because it was precariously over our property. It's at a 45-degree angle, and it cost us $200, and the man said, for another $200, I'll take the rest of it down. And they were standing there watching, and my husband walked over and said, look, I'll split it with you. You pay $100, and I'll pay $100. And they said no and went in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's like, this is the second time we paid to have this tree cut out of our pockets because we're scared of it, and rightfully so.
You should have listened to your guidance at that time and said, okay, I'll pay the $200. Cut it down.
We didn't have the first $200. It was just scared. And we're very blessed, though, because if the whole tree had come down, it would have went through our bedroom. That's why we're scared of it. But only the whole top half of it came down. It tore. Tore right in half. It's like, how does it even do that?
So, see, you were blessed. You got just enough to give you the nudge to start moving into your power, but you didn't have to have a tree in your bedroom.
A dream could do that, Barbara.
We don't usually pay as much attention to our dreams as we do to a tree crashing in our yard.
I will, I promise. I will, please.
So go into meditation today and ask for solutions for dealing with the tree.
Okay.
And see what comes. I mean, you may find someone comes up to your house and says, I, you know, sell firewood. Can I take that tree and chop it up and sell it? And it wouldn't cost you anything. And you'd say, okay.
You would, and I'd make him cookies, too. You think I'm joking? I'm not.
No, I don't think you're joking. I know you would.
Thank you for the loud thank you. You light my heart so much. Thank you. I just love listening to you. And the message already this morning, I'm listening going, oh, this is for me.
Well, wonderful. And expect the best. Expect something miraculous to happen.
Okay.
Whether it does or not, you know, just expecting it makes you feel good. So just for the moment, you'll feel good.
That'll work. Okay, in the meantime, you made my heart sing, so thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. Your heart is meant to sing.
You have a great laugh.
Oh,
and
thank you.
The men are talking to her because she's so beautiful. What's wrong with her? That's a huge compliment. Thank you, God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, life is supposed to get better and better, so I'm going to let it.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad.
And you let it get better and better, too.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank you. All right, have a blessed, beautiful week. Thank you so much.
You
too. All right, bye-bye.
You are welcome. Bye-bye. That is our show for today. Thank you guys so much for listening and for calling in and for being open to changing your lives. I will be back next week, and I send you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody.